أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا هو يا من لا أول، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن دائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبالله نستعين. We seek refuge through the mighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Brothers, sisters, we are continuing, inshallah ta'ala, with God's help. Surah Yusuf, we have finished last session, ayah number 82, and inshallah we will continue from 83. And up, it is really a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss the beautiful, gleaming, enlightening words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wahy al-ilahi, the living miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us. As I have mentioned before, Surah Yusuf is one of the most beautiful surahs. And matter of fact, it makes a person not only pretty here, but also it said in Judgment Day, if somebody would like to have the beauty of Yusuf, let him read Surah Yusuf a lot. So there is a great benefit to this words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that special, beautiful waves that when you read it, it dissipates, it comes out of you. And it also will have an effect upon you. So when you read Surah Yusuf, it will turn into a beautiful creature. Whether this beautiful creature will be outside of you or inside of you, as it said in the hadiths. And you will have that. You will have that in a time where you need it the most. And that time is forever and ever and ever, which is Al-Akhirah, or after the resurrection. We have reached the place where the news had reached the father of the sons of Jacob. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon our prophet, his progeny, and him. That, yes, subhanAllah, one of your sons has stolen. And we have discussed this, how Yusuf, his brother, had plotted it in order to let his brother be with him. When the news, of course, got to the father did not lose hope. And that is the main, most beautiful thing that I would like your audience, please, to take. Jacob did not lose hope. He did not become despondent. Yes, sadness will overcome everybody. A person should cry. Crying is one of the most beautiful things that a person should have. We cry for Imam al-Hussein. That is why the followers of Ahlul Bayt are always emotionally stronger when they deal with problems and tragedies of life. Alhamdulillah, they do not collapse before a tragedy. They look at it. Maybe sometimes some of them, they compare it to the tragedy of Ahlul Bayt, to the tragedy of Imam al-Hussein, salamullahi alayhi. So their tragedy becomes very small. On top of it, yes, we cry, truly. We cry. But the best thing to cry for is to cry for the tragedy of Imam al-Hussein, salamullahi alayh. And this issue, we said that Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he became saddened, but he did not lose hope. And his last statement was, Lord is the most knowledgeable, Lord is the most wise, Hakim. And before that, showing him his hope that I hope, Asallah, and Ya'tiani bihim jamia, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let all of them will come to me, inshallah ta'ala. And then he said, Wa tawalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ took a place of seclusion, place of solitude, became by himself, and he said, Ya Asafi, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. Yes, subhanAllah. It is the loss of a child. It is that sadness that a person may have. And it seems like Yusuf is from Asafa, Asif. In other words, everybody, when they look at him, they feel that sorrow, why they do not have Yusuf. Whether the greatest one was his father, or Zalikha, or the rest of the women, whoever sees Yusuf and he wanted to have that beauty, that handsomeness, that graveness, that knowledge. Beauty is one of the greatest attractions. If a person looks at the face of a beautiful thing, whatever it is, whether it's a person or nature or a picture, it kind of gives them that pleasure. And when it goes, it overcomes a person a bit of sadness. So he said, قَالَ وَقَالَ Jacob said. He said, وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ Asaf is the highest extent of sorrow and sadness. And of course, it means for him, for me, it means Ya Asafi ala Yusuf, but it came Ya Asafa, Wa Asafa, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. So in other words, he was putting it to himself, and that was making it much harder. They asked one of our imams, Imam Abi Abdullah, alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, how much was the sadness of Jacob for Yusuf? And Abi Abdullah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he answered, he said, his sadness equaled the sadness of 70 women that they have lost their children, lost their even husbands and other families. Thekla, the sadness of 70 women, Thekla, that they have lost their children. What happened there? He said, وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ His eyes even, you know, when somebody cries and cries and cries and cries, it seems like that blackness of the eye becomes a bit wider. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ SubhanAllah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described. He said that Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, not only was crying and crying and crying, but also he is crying in his heart as well. See, sometimes a person cries, you know, a lot of us, that emotional, anything that happened, immediately they cry, and it may make them feel better. But some people, they keep it inside. And that sadness will make the tragedy much bigger, much harder. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ He had reached the point that his sons or the people that were around him, they were seeing this in their father. And they were seeing that he was not showing it. But it was shown all over. You know, but brothers, with all due respect, you know, there's a lesson that we have to be taken from this point. The heart is the center of all of the emotions. And ya subhanAllah, the actions will show on the faces. And a lot of people, they think that I'm not showing anything. But no, it is. It will be shown. On the, you know, a person will have fear in his heart, but his hands, his face, his yellowness, it shows it. Person will be angry in his heart, but his face shows it. Person will be saddened in his heart, but his face shows it. So it was shown. So that's why a lot of people, when they lie even, yes, they are lying in their hearts. Their tongue is lying, but if somebody has that foresight, it could be seen in their faces that they are lying. So therefore, live the life of truthfulness. Why should a person lie? Do whatever you want to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live a pure life. So, the surrounding sons, whoever that they were, they came and they said, قَالُوا تَاللَّهُ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفُ, saying, please don't, you know, you're just beginning to remember Yusuf. You're beginning to remember Yusuf. Don't, in other words. So, if you don't remember Yusuf, it seems like you know, they were feeling sorry for their father, you know, this great person that was overcome by the sorrow of the loss of three beautiful sons of him. So they were saying, please, father, don't be so sad over them. You will be sick, and not only you will be sick, حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ, and you may even die. You may even die. What was his answer? What was Jacob's answer? They were telling Jacob that, please, Dad, don't be so sad. You will be sick. You may even die. His answer to them was, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بثي وحزني إلى الله. I am not complaining to you, am I? I will make my complaints to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will complain to Him for my sadness. This sadness that I have, it is not easy. It is hard. Once again, brothers, one person, he cannot tolerate the departure of his son. I see a lot of times in the airports, when the son is taking a trip, you see the mother, the father, they're crying. Why? Because their son is, for instance, taking a step to advance himself to another country to go and study. But these 3, 4 years, 5 years of time in which he could even come back, leaves a great effect on the heart of the mother and father. And you see them standing aside, crying for the departure of their son. Now, what kind of a departure is this? Yusuf, Binyamin, and the oldest son of his now disappeared. And when they're going to come back? So therefore, he was extremely saddened. To the point that he said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي, my sadness, my grief, I will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hard for me. This patience is becoming impatience. I'm not being able to patient. Therefore, let me be with my sadness. Let me complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and I know. I have a knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that taught me with His kingdom, with His mercy, مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You don't know what I know. What is this? This is what we call حُسْنِ الظَّنِ. Brothers, I've explained this in the last session, and please put this always around. Always have a good gesture with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the benefit of the doubt. Always be extremely hopeful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, أَنَا عَنْدَ حُسْنَ ظَنْ عَبْدِي, I am with however my servant thinks of me. If he thinks I'm bad, astaghfirullah rabbi tawil, Lord forgive me, Lord forgive us. You know, maybe he will taste that badness. But if he is hopeful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him for that thought, for that hopefulness. It says, in Judgment Day, it's a story that been brought to us. Remember our Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, Salamullahi alayhi, our Rasulullah, he went to Mi'raj and he saw many things and he came back and he told us. One of the stories, it said that he saw in Judgment Day, or in Judgment Day, one person was being led to the hellfire. In other words, he was a bad person and he was being led to the fire, to Jahannam. As he was taking, suddenly a command comes from Allah himself, let my servant go, don't take him to the hellfire. And the angels ask why. He said, because I had the greatest hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. That hope in his heart, subhanAllah, changed Allah's command, changed Allah's will from being sent to the hellfire to heaven. And he became a heavenly person. So therefore, always, 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 no matter in what state, be positive with Allah. Be hopeful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, therefore, he said, Jacob said, he said, my dear sons, ya bunay, my beloved sons, go back. Go back. Ibhabu, go. Fatahassasu min Yusufa wa akhi. Go, go. You know here, what does tahassasu means? Yeah, but go and search for Yusuf and his brothers, or his brother. You know, in Arabic, we have two words. One is called tahassasu, one is called tajassasu. SubhanAllah, for those who know Arabic, the difference is only one dot, one little dot. This little dot makes one action bad, another action good. Tajassus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ, do not spy on each other. But he said tahassasu. What is this tahassus? I mean, yes, someone is saying, or someone is not showing that he is poor. And it is our duty, brothers, sisters, God bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. We live in societies. A lot of people, they may be extremely dignified. They may be poor. Their sons, their daughters, their loved ones, their wives are sick in the house. But they are so dignified. They will not come and ask people, give me this, help me with money, give me food. No, they're dignified. They're high in themselves. It is our job to go search for these. Tahassus. We have to see if there is someone in need, someone who is sick, someone who wants some medicine, someone who wants some relief, someone who wants help with a job. Yes, subhanAllah. This is our duty. We should not let the society go, what do I care? This is his problem. SubhanAllah, Judgment Day, we have to answer. We are a part of this community. A lot of people, I see that they're living by themselves. Yes, and I say, yes, subhanAllah. This, he is a burden on our neck. We have to find out and help him if he needs help or not. We have to get together, help each other. So, tahassus is important. Tajassus is spying and is bad. So he said, ya bunay, oh my dear sons, go. Fatahassasu min Yusuf. Go and search for Yusuf and his brother. In other words, go get me information. see what is happening. Wala, yeah, this is a beautiful thing. Wala tayasu min rawhillah. We have explained again in the previous session. And he said, wala tayas. Al-ya's, we said, one of the greatest sins is al-ya's min rahmatillah. Or al-ya's min rawhillah. ولا تيأس من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. سبحان الله. Here, Jacob, may Allah speak some blessings back on him, has given us a great lesson. What kind of a lesson is this? What is he telling us? He said, go and search for not only Yusuf and his other two brothers. Yes, subhan Allah. Well, he is still having hope that he is alive. Yes, subhanAllah. Now, here we have a hadith that it said that Jacob, may Allah peace and blessings be upon him, knew that Yusuf was alive. How did he know? How did he know that Yusuf was alive? It said that one day he sat down and he prayed and prayed and prayed. And he asked the angels to go and, with Allah's permission, let the grand reaper, the angel of death, come down to Jacob. He did. When he came down, he asked Malakul Maut, Izra'il, the grand reaper, the angel of death, Izra'il. He said, my dear beloved angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you take the lives in bunches, groups, big numbers, or no? One at a time. He said, no, I take souls one at a time. He said, if you take souls one at a time, one by one, did you ever see the spirit of Yusuf? And the Grand Reaper, Azrael, alayhi salam, he said no. When he said no, he knew that he was alive. So therefore, and that is why he said, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ Last session. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ I know things that you don't know. I have more connections than you. I can talk to angels. I can talk to Grand Reaper. You don't have that power. You know, again, brothers, you know, if any human can reach that position, you can reach that position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said these prophets, these messengers, and he brought them to us to show us that we can escalate ourselves. We go higher and higher and higher in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we can reach the metaphysics. We can reach the creatures of Allah that are unseeable by this eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let us open another eye. Do you ever know? Did you know? Our spirits also has eyes. Our intellect also has eyes. Our self, the self, and nafs, it has eyes. Our emotions, so if we purify ourselves, we see a lot more than just these. These two eyes only see seven waves. Matter of fact, these bees even better than us. According to what I read now, I forget whether it was eight or nine, the bees can see more waves of colors than we do. Yes, subhanAllah. So therefore, he said, go, sons, go. Number one, tahassasu. Don't do anything haram. Do tahassus, search for Yusuf and his brothers. Because, what was his brother? Why he said Yusuf and his brother? Because they already know that their oldest is there. He is waiting in a certain place. So they already know. But Yusuf, where is Yusuf? We don't know. They don't know that they already were hosted by Yusuf. They didn't know. And they didn't know where was his brother, whether he was put in prison, whether he was put in a chamber somewhere, in a room by himself. They don't know. So they said, go ahead and search for him and never ever be despondent, never ever be hopeless, because the ones that they become despondent, the ones that they become hopeless, they are إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The mu'min, the one that believes in Allah, he knows that Allah is the ultimate power. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can even bring a whole world back, let alone a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, he said, just as I have began this whole universe, if I put it off and take it to the world of non-existence, I can't bring it back. So, it is hard for Allah, astaghfirullah, to bring two or three people back? No, he said, never ever be hopeless. If you're hopeful, you give it your best. You give it your all by that search. But if a person is half and half, oh, whether it is not, you know, a person, maybe he'll be paralyzed along the way. But always be hopeful, go with the strength. Psychologically speaking, go with strength. Have that hope and go forward. And depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you need. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. His brothers took off. Again, once again, back to Egypt. They went to the door of Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. They said, فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. They entered. Once they entered, after their return, they said, قَالُوا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرِ. Your Majesty, your King, we have seen tragedies. Us and our families. And we came with a very low quality trade. We don't have what is worthy of you. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاةٍ. And we came with a low quality, trade. At that time it seems like they were trading with whatever they have. Not that it seems like they did not have currency, for instance. Somebody had gold, some had silver, some had things, I give you 10 of these, for instance, eggs for a chicken and so forth. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَةٍ. They had another hidden meaning. فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْهِ. Please, Your Majesty, give us not only the share that we deserve, but also تصدق علينا. Give us more charity. Give us more than we deserve. Give us more than what we're giving you. Another meaning is that also let us have our brother, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, surely, Allah by Himself recompense, He compensates the charity givers. A quick lesson, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshallah, inshallah. It said that when you see a charity, when you see a person who's poor, there's a chance for a charity, give it. Once you give it, immediately kiss your hand. Because the person who is receiving it, it is as if it is Allah's hand. So when you put it in his hand, as if you are putting in Allah's hand. So immediately for that blessing, kiss your hand. So you'll have that blessing. And don't you ever say, oh, he's lying, unless if you had a 100 solid proof. You know, a lot of times, if somebody came and said, give me something, you know, if you're in doubt, give little. If you're not in doubt, give as much as he wants. You know, the hadith says, brothers and sisters, you know, Mutasaddiq here is the one that gives charity. You know, subhanAllah, a lot of us, we go to, for instance, to a center. Brothers, these centers, they have electricity just like you have electricity at home. They have other expenses just like you have other expenses at home. If you are capable, please give, brothers. If you give charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take many, 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 many tragedies out of you. If you give charity, you will be healthier. If you give charity, you will be happier. That depression will go away. If you give charity, your money will have blessings. Your children will have blessings. You know, it is really amazing. I see all of these centers, they are all in need. Especially here, brothers and sisters. All the centers are in tremendous amount of need. If you don't, there will be something in your life that you will be paying thousands and thousands of dollars. And yes, subhanAllah, your money will not be blessed. So therefore, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. In other words, the recompensation for charity will be given by Allah Himself. Not by the angels, by Allah Himself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Here, a brother, Yusuf, he could not hold that any longer. He had kept whatever he had kept enough. Now his brothers are coming in a very humble way, in a humility way. And Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was extremely passionate. He was loving. He was caring. And these are his flesh. These are his blood. These are his family. These are his kins. So immediately he asked a question. What did he ask? How did he deal with the situation? What happened afterwards? Yes, subhanAllah. It's a very beautiful happenings. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing a much better picture. Drawing a picture that today we're discussing it, and it has been thousands, millennia, thousands of years. But yes, subhanAllah, this is not only a beautiful surah. Yes, subhanAllah, surah is only 111 or 110 ayahs, but it has thousands of lessons. Thousands of advices in it. Yes, subhanAllah. InshaAllah, in the next session, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success, to understand His words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the knowledge, His knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us see the true meanings of this world. حقائق الأمور. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us be closer to Him and closer to our Prophet's progeny. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin.